Hello and welcome. It's Elizabeth Morris here again with our Pose of the Week. I'm really pleased to be back again, and apart from the fact that I like doing these podcasts and being in touch with you this way, I feel excited because I've managed to really get hold of what it is that I want to get over, what my key message is for everyone. And it's this: I want to teach the world to rest. And it's just enormously simple and enormously profound, and sometimes it can be enormously difficult. So I can really vouch for this. I'm one of those people who haven't found it at all easy to learn the resting process. But as I have done it, I can absolutely assure you that it has made the hugest difference to my health and my happiness. So I feel really pleased to have encapsulated it now in my phrase, I want to teach the world to rest. And you'll be hearing a lot more of that, I'm sure, as I go through the podcasts over the next few weeks. So what about this week? What are we going to do? Well, do in a being way, if we're going to keep it in the forefront of our minds that really, really, really restorative yoga is about being and not doing. Quite a few people this week have been talking to me about having back problems, and in particular a friend got in touch with me the other night in pain and agony and said, what on earth can I do? I've just got absolutely classic signs of lumbago, and how can I help myself? I've got to sit in a plane for 4 hours tomorrow. So I decided that what we do this week is what I call the lower lumbar curl and rest. And for those of you who've worked with me before, you'll be well aware that I like people to bring their knees up to their chest and then to do a bit of rocking and rolling and giving your back a bit of a massage as you do that. And this time, it is the knees to the chest, but without the rock and roll. This is curling and resting. So see what you think about this. It's very, very good little restorative pose to help you realign your pelvis. Our pelvises can really go out of alignment or out of whack if you've got tight hamstrings, for instance, if you're carrying heavy weights and you're a bit lopsided, or if your posture's a little bit poor, and particularly if you combine some of those things. I think my friend had been carrying a lot of quite awkward bags, and that just hadn't suited him at all, and then he did sat down awkwardly. So my words of caution and warning at first, not a good one to do if you're in an advanced stage of pregnancy, because obviously your tummy is going to be in the way when you bring your knees up. So wouldn't advise it for you, and I also wouldn't advise it for anybody who's had knee surgery, or who knows at the moment their knee isn't really up to taking a little bit of tension and compression. But other than that, this really works well for almost everybody. It helps you correct that tilt that the pelvis goes into, where you start to get pressure on your sciatic nerve, which you definitely don't want. So this brings the tilt back into alignment. You get your hips, your knees, your ankles, your shoulders all in a line. So what do you need to begin with? Well, as usual, I like people to be on something soft when they're working, soft but safe. So ideal is going to be your yoga mat, because you need that sticky surface to be firm on the floor. And then, as you know, I love to work with a sheepskin or a very soft blanket underneath me, just a cushion, make it just that little bit kinder and comfier for my joints and my bones. So I would be lying down on that, and I would have next to me a small hand towel, which I can roll slightly, and put the rolled part under my neck just to support that little arch. And then I would have the loose end of the small towel to rest my head on for another little extra cushioning.